This Sunday at the Royal Opera House, Stephen Fry will host the Orange British Academy Film Awards. Taking the show back from Jonathan Ross, you've got your old job back.
Yes, I have. I did it from 2001 to 2005, Inc. And I felt that was probably enough. And Jonathan had just started joining the BBC and becoming the great figure. And so it seemed a very natural turnaround. And he did a marvellous job. And he's now, of course, gone over to ITV. So I suppose the BBC thought, oh, we better dig up old Stephen again. And they called me and asked if I was, you know, willing to do it. And I thought, well, actually, it's been now 6 years. Why not? It'd be fun.
Well, a lot has gone on in British film this last few years, which we'll come on to. But if you say movie awards to the average moviegoer, they'd first say the Oscars. But I'm thinking you would say the BAFTAs is just as prestigious, just as glamorous.
Well, do you know, I mean, I don't honestly think anyone would deny that an Oscar is the ultimate. It is, as it were, the Oscar of the film business. But the BAFTAs, I do think, are probably secondary, and that's no bad thing for a tiny little country which doesn't have a huge film industry. What we do have is huge talent, in creative talent in all directions, which has fed Hollywood from the very, very beginning. One of the first people ever to win an Oscar was the British actor Charles Laughton, for example, and directors too, of course, David Lean, Michael Powell. And it's rather pleasing to me that this year the BAFTA Fellowship, which is the most important thing that the BAFTA can give for a lifetime of not just, you know, making great films or being involved in great films, but in advancing, if you like, the industry, the art of filmmaking. And it couldn't go to a more deserving person than Martin Scorsese. And one of the things I've always liked about him on the few occasions I've had conversations with him, and they've always been about Michael Powell, who is my favourite British film director. May not mean much to some of your listeners, but he and Emmerich Pressburger had a company called The Archers, and they were known as Powell and Pressburger movies, and the first person ever to say what an influence on them they were is Marty Scorsese, and he has a very particular connection because Michael Powell died some years ago, and his wife, his widow, Thelma Schumacher, is perhaps, many people would say, the greatest editor alive, and has edited almost all of Martin Scorsese's movies and won many Oscars and BAFTAs for her editing skill. So it's a rather pleasing award this year, fellowship, because it's to a great filmmaker who appreciates British film.
Having said that the BAFTAs is a uniquely British event, it has become much more glamorous over the last few years. Brad Pitt will be here, weather permitting, George Clooney, and there's always a fair old smattering of stars these days.
There's a very good reason for that, and we're not ashamed to admit it, and that is that in the past, the 80s and 90s, there was one BAFTA ceremony, and it was film and television, and it was very long, and it was after the Oscars. Why would a great American film actor travel to London to do a huge ceremony that lasted 4 hours, in which the winners were things like, and it's Morecambe and Wise, and then it would be the film, and there'd be, who the hell are Morecambe and Wise, you know, and who is this, and what, and meh. Very, very wisely, BAFTA got together and thought, look, come on, we've got to make BAFTA more important, not just for the sake of showing off, but because of the work BAFTA does throughout the year in encouraging young filmmakers and encouraging the, filmmaking in the regions and in helping various film commissions to have production done in Britain. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of work behind the scenes. It's not just about the award ceremonies. And the very sensible decision was made to split the awards. So there is a BAFTA television evening, which Graham Norton usually hosts, and then there's the BAFTA Film Awards. And it's before the Oscars now. It's now in early February usually, and the Oscars are towards the end of February. And so that means BAFTA is a big, it's a big landmark on the way to the Oscars. So we're not ashamed to say that we aren't the Oscars. We're proud to say that we matter now.